This is the Great Outdoor Radio Show. Now, here's Mr. Great Outdoors, Greg Wagner.
Good morning. The crowd is lively today. How you doing? You're cooler. I'm not cooler. I'm not cool. I'm cooler. Greg Wagner with you, Nebraska Game and Parks Commission. This is your Great Outdoor Radio Show, Metro Area's longest-running outdoor talk radio show. It's beyond a couple decades. I forget how much. We're on the Omaha Boomer-based radio network, 94.5 FM, 106.5 FM, 97.3 FM, 1490 AM, 1420 AM. We're also on Fremont, Nebraska's Big Dog Radio, 98.9 FM, 1340 AM. A podcast of this exciting program will be available at myboomerradio.com by Nick Burris after we're done, just after 10 o'clock. And we have Neil Nelkin on the board, the Dean of Nebraska Radio, Ken Stoicich waiting in the wings. Wow, do we have some very special guests in studio today. Big time. You're going to hear about one of the most innovative outdoor-oriented programs that do more than just introduce to the great outdoors. We have with us Rodney Evans.
Hello.
Good morning. Metro Area Youth Services, MAYS, quite an organization. And he is leading the program called From the Hood to the Woods. Hood to the Woods. I love that.
Thank you.
And this is beyond innovative and out of the box. And you're going to hear how maybe you can help with this. They're going to need some things. They're looking to expand. We also have with us Malachi. Malachi, say hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good.
How old are you?
13.
All right. Big dude for 13. A nice young man there. Being mentored by one of the best humans on the face of the earth. Another leader in the Omaha community. Captain of the Douglas County Sheriff's Office, Wayne Hudson, everybody.
This is around. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. And quite an outdoorsman, by the way. So is Rodney. And Malachi, you will be probably introduced into the great outdoors if you haven't been already. Yeah. But Wayne is the one who told me about to the woods and kind of connected me to Rodney. And you're going to learn all about this great program. Wayne, before we get going, we need to talk a little river safety.
Yes.
I'll let you go.
Yes. Well, we know it's warm out. We know people want to get out and about in the river, and they've been out on the river. But there's some river safety things that you want to do. If you're going to be swimming on the river, swim in the safe areas. Also, if you swim, have a life jacket. Or if you're going to be on the river, be on some type of flotation device. Do not go out there and just kind of free-for-all swim on the river. And if you do, please be responsible with your consumption of alcohol.
Oh,
alcohol,
gosh.
Hot weather, and river, those three do not mix.
A
so
mix for
please
disaster.
Be careful, because if you get in trouble, then we have to get a lot of assets out there to rescue you, when just a few precautions can really help out. Take precautions when you're out on the river.
All right. What do you want to know? Captain Wayne Hudson, Douglas County Sheriff's Office, and Rodney Evans, Metro Area Youth Services. Got Malachi there as well. Appreciate him being here. Phone number to the Great Outdoor Radio Show, 402-553-1490. 402-553-1490. Couple rounds of some really neat trivia questions related to Hood to the Woods here coming up. Need to give a shout out. We, of course, are sponsored by. We appreciate Stoicich House of Sausage. There's Ken Stoicich right there. Stoicich.com, 24th and Bancroft, 130th and Arbor Streets. Have the Oak Creek Sporting Club near Brainerd, Nebraska. Controlled shooting area. A hunting preserve specializing in getting young people and those with disabilities out into the field for an upland game, bird, hunt, sporting clays, and more. Oak-Creek-Club.com. And the Criz family. Terry Criz, who's going to be a guest 1 week from today at your service there. And we need to give a shout out and officially welcome the Cubby's Convenience Stores to the Great Outdoor Radio Show lineup. 35 store locations, Nebraska, Iowa, South Dakota. My Cubby store is 92nd Mormon Bridge Road, Highway 75 in McKinley. Mm-hmm. That's where I go to get my Diet Mountain Dew and my ham and cheese sandwich. before I put a little petroleum and a little gas in, then I go north to my dove hunting grounds. That's what's going to happen coming up. Support your local Cubby's convenience store. They do a lot for the community. See all their store locations at cubbies.com. Pleased to have them on board. Now, on this program, the butcher is going to do the weather. Rodney, don't look at me like that. It's Ken Stoicich of Stoicich House of Sausage. As mentioned, Stoicich.com, 24th and Bancroft, 130th and Arbor Streets. And you can't see because he's masked up. We all are in studio. But he's smiling because he has, I would say, the park superintendent's dream forecast for Nebraska.
My goodness, don't we, though? Good morning, sir.
Finally. Woo, a break.
Yes.
A break for Rodney and all his outdoor activities at Mays, beekeeping and gardening and such. Woo!
That was a long, hot week, wasn't it?
Yes.
Gosh, thank God that's gone. But what a beautiful week we got in store for us. And we actually might even get some of the R-word, rain.
Boy, do we need that. No, yeah. Your garden needs that, doesn't it, yeah. Rodney?
Definitely.
At Mays, yes.
Yes, my green grass that is now brown would really appreciate that.
Yeah, it kind of looks like late September, early October.
Yes.
Fires out west, too. So if you're going to western Nebraska or traveling, you might note those. Wildcat Hills, little fire in the Pine Ridge as well.
Oh, my.
It's just really dry out there, tinderbox dry.
And they're supposed to get more rain than we are, so that's good.
Yes, direly needed out there.
Yeah, we got a beautiful, beautiful forecast. We got a beautiful day today, about 80 degrees, low humidity, and beautiful tomorrow, low 80s. And then Sunday night, we're talking about a good chance of rain.
Good.
Monday, a little bit of rain, and Tuesday again. And then the rest of the week, just 70s, high 70s, low 80s, and just a beautiful, beautiful week.
How's the meat world?
Meat is doing very well. Yeah, we're getting, we're back to almost normal. Few things missing yet, but we're getting back to normal and everything's running really well.
Grilling advice for this nice weekend?
Oh, just get out there and enjoy it. Gosh darn, just anything.
Pick something, lump charcoal, and grill it.
Yeah, put some hot dogs on, some steaks, some hamburgers.
What time shall we all be over?
They can all come over at 5, and if you can come there at 6, it'd be great.
There's a reason he's saying that, Wayne, Malachi. Greg, get away from the grill. Greg, get away from the grill. He's got a fork in his hand. He's got tongs on the other hand.
There's a reason I drive a van. It's because of Greg. I need more meat in there.
There you go. Ken Stoicich, Stoicich House of Sausage, 24th and Bancroft, 130th and Arbor Streets. 24th and Bancroft is to the north of 24th and Vinton. South O, baby. And then 130th and Arbor to the northeast of 132nd and West Center Road, Stoicich. com. All right, phone numbers for both locations.
Give us a call at 341-7260 or 333-7277.
And folks can pick up meat for catering.
Absolutely. We'll have it all ready for you. Just come on, just give us a call. We'll have it all ready and just come on in. We'd love to see your smiling face.
You don't want to see mine. I have a mask on and not smiling.
Thank goodness there's a mask.
Yeah, there you go. Let me ask you this. Hours.
We're open until 5:30 today, and out west, we're open until 6 o'clock.
Okay. Thank you, Ken Stoicich.
Thank
Stoicich
you, sir.
House of Sausage. He's brought in goodies today. I think those are gonna go home with Wayne, Rodney, and Malachi.
I hope so. Hope
I think Neil's had his fill already, so there you go. We'll take our first time out on the Great Outdoor Radio Show, but when we return, definitely stick around and learn about Hood to the Woods after this.
This is the Great Outdoor Radio Show with Greg Wagner. Just a few miles west of Omaha is the sleepy town of Brainerd, Nebraska, home to the Oak Creek Sporting Club. At Oak Creek Sporting Club, you find a great location for shooting clay, trap, or skeet. A huge clubhouse that could host everything from a family get-together, corporate outing, or a gathering of old military buddies. Even guided hunting outings. Click oak-creek-club.com for all the details, and then start making plans to join your family or friends. Oak Creek Club, just a few miles west of Omaha in Brainerd, Nebraska.
Hi, I'm Ken Stoicich with your morning grill tip. Gas or charcoal, what's best?
Well, gas is convenient, no waiting around to start cooking, and it gives you a wide range of temperatures that's easy to maintain. Charcoal, on the other hand, will give you a range of heat that's almost an art form to maintain. It gives you better options of adding flavors. Who doesn't love that smoky charcoal flavor? Or you can add cherry, hickory, or applewood to the fire for a different taste. Me, I'm partial to charcoal, but you can choose whatever you like best. I'm Ken Stoicis for the House of Sausage on 24th and Bancroft and 130th and Arbor.
The Great Outdoor Radio Show continues. Once again, here's Greg Wagner.
Welcome back to the Great Outdoor Radio Show here on Omaha's Boomer Radio Network, Fremont's Big Dog Country, myboomerradio.com. Greg Wagner with you here. Very pleased to have with us in studio Wayne Hudson of the Douglas County Sheriff's Office, Captain in charge of the Uniformed Services Bureau. Wayne, doing a fine job. Appreciate you and all of your cadre, my friend. Big
Thank
time.
You. Thank you very much.
We have Malachi with us. Malachi, where do you go to school again?
Phoenix Academy.
Ah, Phoenix Academy. Very good. Very good. What's your favorite subject thus far?
Reading.
Good job. Good. That was quick on the answer there. That was good. Good job. And very pleased to have with us Rodney Evans. This is a name, a leader in the Omaha community, Rodney Evans, who runs the Metro Area Youth Services Organization, MazeOmaha.org, doing such a wide array of tremendous things for youth and beyond. And Rodney, I'm going to start with you. First off, Hood to the Woods is a program that is part of Maze Omaha. So yeah. Let's have you tell us about Maze Omaha.
Maze Omaha, is an organization that's been around roughly about 8 years. We serve youth who struggle a little bit with behavior issues or just need to get back focused a little bit. So we provide what we call day and evening services, gang intervention services. We also provide tutoring services, employment services, and just a slew of other services.
You know. And you're teaching a lot of life skills there, which I think is so neat. That would be gardening.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the conservation world with beekeeping.
Absolutely.
With pollination.
Yes, sir.
You're also teaching stuff like car repair that we take for granted.
Yes.
Those are life skills that are empowering and that are huge. Part of the Metro Area Youth Services Organization is Hood to the Woods. From the Hood to the Woods.
Absolutely.
Start off here by telling us about Hood to the Woods.
Hood to the Woods. All right. Well, Hood to the Woods is a week-long camping excursion that is designed to challenge our young people and the typical audience that we go after, in a sense,
sure.
Are kids,
mm-hmm.
kids who are gang involved or kids who have a gang affiliation, and we look for rival sets. So if we're going to take five Bloods, we try to look for five Crips and match them up for a week.
So these are rival gang members,
mm-hmm.
and they're chaperoned, and you have different people in the community that have been vetted that are doing that.
Absolutely.
And you take them out to the Buena Vista, Colorado area, basically,
mm-hmm.
West of Denver,
mm-hmm.
Not far from Colorado Springs. So they're camping.
Mm-hmm.
They are rock climbing.
Mm-hmm.
They're hiking. They're whitewater rafting.
Mm-hmm.
They're horseback riding.
Horseback riding, zip lining. Just
their phones are not with them.
No, we totally take them off the grid, don't give them the opportunity to just communicate what's going on back home. We want them to be focused. A lot of the activities that we do when we're out on the water, when we're out in the woods, some of the activities can be dangerous, so we want them focused. We want them paying attention to the instructors who assist us out there. So,
let me ask you, what challenges are there for you? You've got rival gang members. This is serious business where lives are at stake and everything else. You have rival gang members.
Absolutely.
In the same van on a long mm-hmm. day's drive.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're trying to work together in camping. What challenges are there with breaking down barriers with rival gangs?
Well, some of the challenges even start back home when we're talking about inviting rival gang members to this trip. You know, you'll hear things like, you know, I'm not going anywhere with the opposition. You know, we have referring agencies out there. I've had Omaha Police Department. They'll say, well, you know, this guy's pretty high high gang involved, maybe you shouldn't take this particular one, and that's what the trip is all about. So convincing, first off, the young people that they should go on this trip is our first challenge. Second challenge is there's rules that they have to follow when on this trip. So the very first night when they come see us, they have to spend the night with us here in Omaha, one so they can learn the staff, one so they can learn who their partners are and try to form some type of bond. And the way we get them to say, yeah, I'll go is
that's a tough thing.
We provide an incentive for them to go.
And yeah,
that incentive is a cash incentive.
Yeah.
So,
and they earn points. They have to earn it.
They have to earn it.
So. They're just not going to get paid to go on this.
Nope. So
it's all about team building and working together and for the common goal and the greater good, right?
Absolutely. Everything they do is points based. So they try to encourage their teammate. You know, there's a ropes course that we do. You know, hey, bro, you got this. You know, you can do this. And, you know, we look for that. And the biggest points, or the most points that they can get, are really when they do their journaling. So every day they have to journal in their journals.
Oh, I love the journaling.
Yeah. So we want to know, you know, what works, what didn't work, you know, what they like, what they didn't like. And it's amazing when, you know, at the beginning of the trip, you'll hear things like, I'm going to go get that money, you know. And by the end of the trip, you'll see in their journals where the money's no longer even an issue. You know,
it's
the fact that they were able to participate in this type of activity. So.
How many years you been doing this?
This is our fifth year doing it.
Fifth year. How have the results been? Nothing is perfect.
Nothing
Utopia
is perfect.
Utopia doesn't exist.
You know, the very first year we did it, you know, I think it was like 3 months after we got back, we did a follow-up with the guys that went on the trip, and 7 out of 10 were detained. And we thought, wow, what a failure this was. Mm. And then when we start digging into why they were detained, none of it was gang involved. It was either a violation of probation or something like that.
So, yep. Petty crimes.
So we thought, okay, well, maybe we're on to something. So just building upon what they journaled in their books, we do a video, interview at the end of each trip to kind of get an idea of how they've changed while they were out there for that week, and what they can bring back. There's an activity that we do where we find two rocks while we're out there in Colorado, and one rock we leave back, and that represents the negativity that they brought with them or how they live their lives. And then the second rock is, what is their new life, you know, nice and polished, and we allow them to bring that rock back. And so, yeah.
What are the other challenges that you deal with? Because we're now into 2020, where we have, unfortunately, generations of gang members that Wayne has dealt with, that you deal with. Do you have the gang saying, hey, don't do this, don't go on this, don't become a traitor, you don't need to talk to the Crips, you don't need to talk to the Bloods? Do you battle that?
Not to the level of
that one would think.
Yeah, so I mean, there's a little of that, but not really.
Good.
The Maze is, you know, like I said, for the last 8 years, we've been able to kind of, in a sense, develop a relationship where we're kind of neutral territory. It doesn't matter what gang you're part of. We're just here to help. And
Wayne, your perspective on Hood to the Woods is a law enforcement officer, captain of the Douglas County Sheriff's Office.
I think it's an excellent program. Prior to coming on the show last time, I had learned of Hood to the Woods. I've known Rodney for years now. We've been in different circles. I know the work that he does in the community. So when I seen this one, I thought, what a great program. Definitely got to highlight this one, because if we can take inner city kids and then show them a different aspect of life, because I'm sure Rodney will probably tell you, some of these kids probably never been to Colorado, never been whitewater rafting. So it's all about exposing these kids. I'm a firm believer that it takes a village to raise a child.
Yes.
And Rodney's group and his organization is a big part of that village.
Thank you.
And from a law enforcement standpoint, if you got kids out in Colorado being exposed to different things, being excited about different things.
We're working together.
Yeah, we are. And then they're going to be thinking about that when they get back home, that, you know what, do I want to do this gang activity? Do I want to be locked up in a 6x8 cell? Or do I want to be in Colorado, you know, whitewater rafting? So it gives them something to think about. From a law enforcement standpoint, we love it. We love to see this program expanded more to have more kids out there.
Totally agreed. I would ask you, Rodney Evans, Metro Area Youth Services, Hood to the Woods. Here you go. You have the microphones. What do you need? What do you need from the outdoor audience? How can they help you? Do you need money? Do you need sweat equity? Do you need volunteers? Do you need gear? Is there anything specifically that you need? I know that you were grant-funded by the City of Omaha, I think, with some of the trips, but you're always looking for donations, aren't you?
Absolutely. The actual grant that supports this trip is the Turnback Tax Grant, which is a three-year grant. So we've passed the three-year opportunity,
yes,
and we're blessed that they continue to fund it even past the 3 years. But when we're talking sustainability, it would be nice to know that there's not a end date in a sense. So funding is always important. Volunteers at the Maze organization, we'd love to have volunteers. Some of our best employees that we have started off as volunteers. So it's just a way to, even for our young people, to give back. And giving back is one of our pillars that we truly believe at Maze. We have five pillars that we try to encompass around everything that we do, and giving back is one of them. So,
best way for folks to get a hold of you? MazeOmaha.org is a great website.
That is our website. My phone number is 402-718-0743. And our location is 5020 Grand Avenue.
About the 52nd and Ames area?
Yeah, so
roughly.
Yeah, yep.
Not so far from the Wagner boat, actually, in the Benson area. 718-0743.
Mm-hmm.
And you answered, because I called you the other day. Out of the blue, didn't I?
You did.
Yeah. I tried to do my research, and I'd been texting back and forth with Wayne big time, and then I thought, I'm going to just give him a call. He's coming to this radio station going, that's that crazy outdoor guy right there, that crazy outdoor white guy, look out. So that's why I wanted to give you a jingle. Let's do some trivia. Let's have some fun with this audience.
That's good. Let's do that.
And the trivia question, Wayne, Malachi, Rodney, and everybody listening here on Omaha's Boomer Radio Network, Fremont's Big Dog Country, myboomerradio.com. We kind of switched it up. I thought I knew an answer, but I did not. So I got the correct answer. Let's see if you know it. We're going to play for the brand-new 2020 Nebraska Public Lands Atlas, hot off the press. Hard copy for your hunting, fishing, trapping adventures. Wayne, I got to get you a copy of that. Rodney, too. Hmm. We'll include a pair of pocket-sized, water-resistant waterfowl and fish ID booklets to assist you on the water. Trivia question. I love this, if I do this right. Of the team-building activities experienced by the teens, or really the activities that these young guys in Hood to the Woods go through in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado, the most talked about activity amid them is which one? And we've mentioned it already with a litany of other ones. But so of the activities experienced by the young teen guys in Hood to the Woods, Rocky Mountains of Colorado, which one do you think was the most memorable for them that they just really talk about? Phone number. Got four sublines. Call. First caller gets it right. Wins the prize package. 402-553-1490. 553-1490.
You're listening to the Great Outdoor Radio Show with Greg Wagner. Just a few miles west of Omaha is the sleepy town of Brainerd, Nebraska, home to the Oak Creek Sporting Club. At Oak Creek Sporting Club, you find a great location for shooting clay, trap, or skeet. A huge clubhouse that can host everything from a family get-together, corporate outing, or a gathering of old military buddies. Even guided hunting outings. Click oak-creek-club.com for all the details, and then start making plans to join your family or friends. Oak Creek Club, just a few miles west of Omaha in Brainerd, Nebraska.
Hi, I'm Ken Stoizis with your morning grill tip. Gas or charcoal, what's best? Well, gas is convenient, no waiting around to start cooking, and it gives you a wide range of temperatures that's easy to maintain. Charcoal, on the other hand, will give you a range of heat that's almost an art form to maintain. It gives you better options of adding flavors. Who doesn't love that smoky charcoal flavor? Or you can add cherry, hickory, or applewood to the fire for a different taste. Me, I'm partial to charcoal, but you can choose whatever you like best. I'm Ken Stoicis for the House of Sausage on 24th and Bancroft and 130th and Arbor.
The Great Outdoor Radio Show continues. Once again, here's Greg Wagner.
Oh yeah, the menagerie's here. Great Outdoor Radio Show. Having a good time with you, like we're sitting around that coffee table just talking. We're shooting it. Not literally, but just talking. That's what we're doing. Great Outdoor Radio Show, Boomer, Big Dog, and being brought to you by Oak Creek Sporting Club near Brainerd, Nebraska, Stoicich House of Sausage, two locations in Omaha. Then we're welcoming Cubby's, Cubby's Convenience Stores, to the Great Outdoor Radio Show family. Cubby's Inc., they've been around for a while. I go back to high school with them. Been around since 1979. And they operate clean, safe, well-stocked convenience stores and supermarkets. They have 35 stores in Nebraska, Iowa, South Dakota. And see more about a Cubby's location near you, cubbys.com. The one where you'll see me, 92nd and Worman Ridge Road. It's Highway 75 in McKinley. Everybody knows where it is. That's where I'm getting gas, hanging out, buying my Diet Mountain Dew. Got one today. And then grabbing a sandwich as well. Very special guest today, Rodney Evans, Metro Area Youth Services. Malachi with his radio debut. And then he's a mentee. And his mentor, Wayne Hudson, Captain Wayne Hudson of the Douglas County Sheriff's Office. Really appreciate all three of you guys coming in. We're talking about Hood to the Woods, where you need to get involved. Contribute something. Hood to the Woods. And we were talking during the break. I told Wayne, I said, Wayne, what else do we need to bring up? What else do we need to cover with this show? And Wayne, tell everybody.
Well, what I would like to see is, in the community that I grew up in, when I was growing up, we did a lot of hunting and fishing with my father, with my people from the church. And now what I see here recently, well, within years, is that's starting to die off when it comes to African Americans. So I would love to see our grown men reach back and mentor some of these young men into the outdoor life. That's one of the reasons why I have my mentor, my mentee here, Malachi. He wants to be a law enforcement officer, but also he wants to get out and do some hunting and some fishing. So we're going to be taking the hunter safety class through the Nebraska Game and Parks.
Super.
We're going to be taking that. And then I'm going to get him out there like my dad did. He'll walk next to me with the 410, with the open it up. He sees something that, that's a game. I'll hand him a shell and let him shoot.
That's excellent, and
then, but it's more than just shooting, it's spending time, then also respecting weapons, respecting the woods, learning patience. All of those things come into hunting and fishing. So I look forward to it. Like I said, I love to see our men turn around and mentor some of these young men.
Absolutely well put. And Rodney Evans, the catalyst for this, to get involved and start the process, is the Metro Area Youth Services Organization, MazeOmaha.org, and could be Hood to the Woods.
Absolutely.
You're looking to expand. What are you looking to expand Hood to the Woods doing down the line?
A couple things, actually. So we don't just work with gang members, and that's kind of a misperception that a lot of people have. And so some of the other kids that we do work with, primarily African-American youth, they're asking, hey, can you put together a trip for us? Not necessarily just for the gang members. So to be able to expand that, but I think part of the reason why we take these kids out there in the way of their development, we're missing a piece, and that piece is the parents. I'd love to figure out how we can involve the parents into this trip. When we're talking about some of the methods that are used to assist a kid, and sometimes, unfortunately, it revolves removing them out of the home, sending them to, Canyon State or something like that. They are getting a development plan. However, the family is not necessarily always tied to that development because of the distance between Omaha and Arizona. So how do we figure out how to involve our parents here locally? Some of our parents that we work with are gang involved in themselves, and we're telling them opposite of what they're teaching their young people. And, you know, you don't get into this word to be timid. You know, when we're talking to parents or when we're talking to our young people, we have to give it to them and meet them where they are, and it just is what it is. So.
MazeOmaha.org, great organization. Run by Rodney Evans here, University of Nebraska, Omaha graduate. Omaha North Viking.
Absolutely, yeah, baby.
Yeah, there you go. Woo! And
Huskies.
Then,
Huskies.
Huskies of Omaha Northwest there right there. Okay. And Malachi, where's your school again? You're 13?
Phoenix Academy.
All right, Phoenix Academy. There you go. Yep, we all have mutual friends at these schools. Any winners on Great Outdoor Trivia round number one, Neil Nelkin?
That would be a lot of calls.
What have some of the guesses been? Process of elimination.
Number one guess is whitewater rafting.
Okay.
Fly fishing.
I thought that was it. I was wrong. So, of the activities experienced by these young men in Hood to the Woods in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado, among the most memorable was one that you probably really wouldn't think of, would you?
Well,
it involved an animal. Ooh, Malachi?
Horseback riding.
This Malachi, and Malachi gets
Malachi's
it right.
Malachi's right.
Malachi, you're going to get the prizes. It is horseback riding. He gets it right. We had a lot of different guesses, but it is horseback riding. You're going to get it. He didn't know. So, horseback riding.
And they do like the whitewater rafting.
I know.
It's just that a lot of them don't swim, and, you know, it's but they're scared at first.
The horseback riding, why was that so intriguing, you think, to them?
I think it still allows them a way of controlling, in a sense. You know, their life is all about control. They still have control over this animal, but they're a fear of this animal when they first approach.
Oh, I can imagine. I bet they're going, ain't no way I'm getting on that thing.
Yep. And so when they do ride and you just got to be out there. It is so beautiful out there. It's just an open range. It's not the typical horseback ride where you have to follow each other. It's miles and miles of
just mountain experience.
And they just ride, and they really enjoy it. And I've had comments about, hey, I want to buy a horse, you know.
Be careful what you wish for. Maintenance, food.
Yeah. They find that out, they change their mind. But they really love the horseback riding.
What are some of the pieces of feedback you've heard from, you know, these young fellows when they come back, the inner city youth that probably have not been out of Omaha?
So we're not naive to think that these guys are going to come back and just start hanging out with each other,
right.
And that was not the intent of the program.
But they'll talk about this into their elder years.
Absolutely. But what the program does provide is an opportunity for them to understand each other a little bit better. We can all coexist in the same world. It doesn't matter if you're from this block, from that block. It just doesn't matter. So what they do is just have a greater respect for each other. Some of the things that we've heard is, you know, at the beginning of the trip, it's, oh, yeah, I'm about to go out here and get this money, you know. At the end of the trip, you'll hear things like, you know what, I don't care if I win or don't win.
Ooh.
You know, it was about coming out here and having, yep. So that's what it's really about, is how do we take our young people and with still some values inside of them and just challenge them a little bit about, you know, their social circles. So, yeah.
One of the things that, and Wayne knows this, that I've been talking about, and at the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission, we're pushing for our current avid outdoors men and women to reach out to somebody who doesn't look or act like you. Mm. It's great you're taking a family member out, all that, but you need to reach out beyond that for the reasons that you just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Again, someone who doesn't look or act like you. With that in mind, I think that premise, if we did that, would help with race relations in this country.
I agree.
And I would ask both of you, too, the one of the things I wanted to ask you, and I told Rodney I was going to ask you this, and Wayne, I'll start with you. Race relations in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Your take.
My take right now is that there's a lot of tension going on throughout the country involving different officer-involved shootings. And I think it expands more than just officer-involved shootings. As we've seen across the nation with George Floyd, I think that was really the tipping point for the nation. I know my sheriff, myself, and law enforcement officers across the nation came out and said how wrong that act was. But from a law enforcement standpoint, I think we need to do some self-reflection, see and make sure that all of our policies and procedures are up to par, that we are doing the best practice. But for us, we got to remember that we serve the community. Okay. So we must be part of the community and not apart from the community. So we must involve the community in some of our critical policies and procedures like uses of force and community policing. So if we were to do that, I think we can further improve the relationship that we have with the community and build those bridges. But just as law enforcement is putting their hand out to meet the community must also respond as well. So I think we can get better. I think in the Midwest here, we have a better relationship than we've seen on East Coast and West Coast, because I know that our local law enforcement leaders, we constantly work on those relationships. We're in the community. We're doing community events. The Black Police Officers Association, the Latino Police Officers Association, they're highly involved in this community. So I think the relationship here is pretty good.
Excellent. Rodney Evans.
Well, I think that, you know, some people have what I call an A-track mind. And what I mean by that is they're just never going to change. You know, we look at technology as being new. Some people won't even get on a computer, or they don't have cell phones. That, to me, that's an A-track technology. So what we need to do is figure out how we can recondition how we've been conditioned. And that's what we really try to show our young people, is that, you know, I hear every young people that I interact with, they say, well, I don't trust the police. And they've been taught not to trust the police. Mm-hmm. And what we tell them is you have to have some level of relationship with the law enforcement in the event that you needed help one day. You have to have some type of relationship with them. You know, we give an example of... one day you're looking out your window and you witness your neighbor dragging a big bag into the house, and there's money falling out of that bag. And then you turn on the news and you find out that the bank down the street got robbed. Do you call the police? And every single one of the young people that I work with say, no, that's snitching, you know? And I said, okay, I see. I said, let me throw this out at you. The next day, same neighbor dragging the same bag in, and instead of money falling out the bag, an arm falls out, and he tucks it back in, and you turn on the news and find out the little girl down the street is missing. Do you call the police? And they it's just quiet, and they are thinking, wow, you know, is this snitching, or is this the same thing? And the answer, obviously, is yes, you call the police, you know, and then we have to work on, you know, what is snitching? You know, snitching is if you were involved in an actual crime, and you told on the other person to minimize your punishment or whatever, that's snitching. But if you had no involvement, that's not snitching. That's being a concerned citizen. Mm-hmm. So these are the things that we're teaching our young people, and those are the reconditioning that we need to do to improve race relations. You know, the equalization of treatment, you know, as it relates to law enforcement, even on the employment side of things. You know, if we are looking for the best candidate, no matter what color they are, they should be at upper management just like anyone else if they're the best candidate. Those are the things that are going to make change. Here in Nebraska, you know, I also represent the Racial and Ethnic Disparities Organization as a co-chair. You know, African Americans make up roughly 8-7% of the whole state population. But in DCYC, in county jail, in the prisons, we make up 75-80%. How is that mathematically possible? You know, we don't make up the masses. So there's just some things that just need to systematically be changed as it relates to equalization. And I think those will help make racial relations better.
Captivating. Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very well put. All right, let's take another time out on the Great Outdoor Radio Show, talking with Rodney Evans of the Metro Area Youth Services Organization, Hood to the Woods, as he says on his hat. Got Malachi right there from Phoenix Academy, and Wayne Hudson, the Captain Wayne Hudson, Douglas County Sheriff's Office. More coming up after these messages.
This is the Great Outdoor Radio Show with Greg Wagner.
Just a few miles west of Omaha is the sleepy town of Brainerd, Nebraska, home to the Oak Creek Sporting Club. At Oak Creek Sporting Club, you find a great location for shooting clay, trap, or skeet. A huge clubhouse that could host everything from a family get-together, corporate outing, or a gathering of old military buddies. Even guided hunting outings. Click oak-creek-club.com for all the details, and then start making plans to join your family or friends. Oak Creek Club, just a few miles west of Omaha in Brainerd, Nebraska.
Hi, I'm Ken Stoizis with your morning grill tip. Gas or charcoal, what's best? Well, gas is convenient, no waiting around to start cooking, and it gives you a wide range of temperatures that's easy to maintain. Charcoal, on the other hand, will give you a range of heat that's almost an art form to maintain. It gives you better options of adding flavors. Who doesn't love that smoky charcoal flavor? Or you can add cherry, hickory, or applewood to the fire for a different taste. Me, I'm partial to charcoal, but you can choose whatever you like best. I'm Ken Stoizis for the House of Sausage on 24th and Bancroft and 130th and Arbor.
The Great Outdoor Radio Show continues. Once again, here's Greg Wagner.
There we are, back on the Great Outdoor Radio Show. Boomer, Big Dog, myboomerradio.com, podcast after the show. I'm Greg Wagner, Neil Duncan on the board, Nick Burris in the background over there. Appreciate our sponsors on this program, Oak Creek Sporting Club, controlled shooting area near Brainerd, Nebraska, Stoizis House of Sausage, 24th and Bancroft, 130th and Arbor Streets. And we appreciate the new kid on the block, Cubby's. Cubby's convenience stores. And, wow, they have all these locations in Nebraska, Iowa, South Dakota. Go to cubbies.com. As mentioned, you'll see me at Highway 75 in McKinley hanging out, getting gas, probably buying a couple of Diet Mountain Dews, one too many, and then going to grab a ham sandwich and some chips and going north to the hunting grounds. But Cubbies, cubbies.com. And one week from today on the program, Big T comes in. Man, can this guy shoot. A wing shooter like no other. Terry Kriz, who runs the Oak Creek Sporting Club near Brainerd, Nebraska. Talk about an individual that has opened their family-owned and operated hunting preserve to all folks. And to those with disabilities and to youth, it's Terry Kriz and the Oak Creek Sporting Club. And Terry's just like a big teddy bear. He's coming in. And man, can he shoot. He'll give you shooting tips. And we'll talk more about kind of what we're talking about today. Very special guest today on the program, Wayne Hudson. Captain Wayne Hudson, Douglas County Sheriff's Office. Well thought of in the community. I'm going to be pushing for him when Tim Dunning retires to be the sheriff. I'm going to tell you that right now. I'm there. Whether you want me or not, Wayne, okay. You got me.
Okay.
And then we have Malachi from Phoenix Academy, 13 years old. Malachi snags the trivia prize, the horseback riding one. And then Rodney Evans. Rodney Evans, Metro Area Youth Services CEO, coordinator. I think you do it all there. MazeOmaha.org and as part of Maze, is Hood to the Woods, man. Mm-hmm. And where you're taking basically 10 city guys, mm-hmm. inner city youth, out off the grid, collect the phones, mm-hmm. and they're going to whitewater raft, rock climb, camp. You're going to have a great time. And many that you've taken are rival gang members.
Absolutely.
And I just think it's great. And there's a financial incentive there, but they've got to earn it. Mm-hmm. And just doing great things with Hood to the Woods. And you need to get involved in that, too. And again, contact information?
Yeah, you can reach us at 402-718-0743 or reach us online. We're at www.mazeomaha.org.
What else do you want to cover about Hood to the Woods that we have not covered as far as taking these young people, these at-risk youth outdoors?
Well, I think we're putting a footprint, first off, in Colorado. You know, they're starting to know, you know, Omaha, Nebraska. And what
yeah, the
here.
Whitewater Raft Guides I saw on a post, they recognize you.
Absolutely.
They're like, oh, those are guys from Omaha.
Absolutely.
Love it.
But as far as the Hood to the Woods here in Omaha, just the expansion of the program itself, young people referring And that's really great right now because we used to look for in the Omaha Police Department as well as other organizations such as U-Turn, who works with gang-involved youth as a referring base. But right now, we have some of our young gang-involved youth who are referring other gang members to this program based on their experience.
That's excellent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if that networking was going on.
Yep, it really is, and it's really assisted us, too, because some of the gang members who, let's say, went to the first and second one, have come back as kind of camp counselors, in a sense, which has really helped us in the way of, you know, keeping things in order and whatnot.
What are some of the conversations at camp that these young folks are having? I mean, I'm curious.
So, again, we challenge these guys in every facet.
They're probably tired.
Yeah.
Hungry.
So the language that they use, you know, we have to remind them that we're out in the community. We're not in Omaha. We're not in your hoods. We, you know, there's a certain expectation how we carry ourselves as young people. So even, you know, the use of the N-word, you know, that will get you 25 push-ups at Mays, you know.
Oh.
Yeah. And so it's amazing when you see a kid correct themselves when they get ready to say it, and then they go, sorry, Mr. Rodney, and, you know, I'll give you your 25. And let me just say this as well. I couldn't do this work without the awesome team that I have. I have some great partners. We have some great staff and volunteers that allows me to be able to represent Mays the way I represent Mays. I just could not do it without them, so I appreciate that.
Have you had any young white guys? Curious.
I've had one. I've had one, as far as the staff is what you're saying, as far as going out or so I've had one and, white guys, young person going on the trip, and I had two Latinos, who also went out on the trip as well. So it's not just black gangs, you know, these are just,
that's the point I wanted to make.
Absolutely. Gangs.
There you go.
Gangs are gangs.
If we have somebody listening who knows someone who would like to get involved down the line with Hood to the Woods, can they do that through Metro Area Youth Services?
They definitely can. Okay. So I would ask them to contact Miss Tiffany Duncan. She does all of our background checks and whatnot. But, you know, what we also teach is that the gangs aren't necessarily the problem. It's the activity within a gang.
Mm-hmm.
So
bingo.
The fraternal police department is a gang. You know, the Dr. Hood is a gang. You know, it's just the way or the activities that you do is going to determine whether you're a good gang or not. So we push Mays gang. So, you know, if you see my shoes, what do my shoes say? They say Mays gang, right?
Yeah.
So we push
very
that.
Good.
You can be a gang. You can be in a gang. It's just that
the type of gang you are.
That's exactly right.
No, I agree with that 100%.
Wayne, we should point out that, you know, I think some people have the misnomer that, oh, the gangs are just in North O. They're not. They're across the city and in the county. Right, Wayne?
Correct. I mean, they're all, it's a misnomer. People want to label gangs as a North Omaha problem or a South Omaha problem. No, it's a City of Omaha problem. The law enforcement agencies are doing their best. I know the Omaha police, they have gang specialists that are working closely with the gang. So it's a citywide problem. But I do want to say this here, though. The City of Omaha and our Douglas County community, we have a really good community. And I know we have some really good people out there who's looking for ways to support certain organizations. Well, here's a perfect example of how you can support an organization and you can see the difference that that organization can make in the life of a youth. So I'm asking people, please support this organization.
That would be Metro Area Youth Services. Mays, been around for a while.
Yeah,
totally legit. MaysOmaha.org. Let's have some fun now. Okay. Great outdoor trivia, round number two. I love this question. Malachi, you won once, but you got shh. Even though you're sharp, you're smart, you're probably going to get this. So we're going to do same prize pack as before, another brand new copy of that big Public Lands Atlas and the pocket-sized water-resistant fish and waterfowl ID booklets. Here we go. With the 3-mile hikes done by the young participants, the young guy teens in the Hood to the Woods program in the Rockies, what unique animal was used to help the young folks carry their supplies? Rodney Evans or Wayne Hudson or Malachi, should I give him any hints? I'll say this. This particular animal, this mammal, is used in South America. That's all I can say about that right there. First caller gets it right wins. You get the prize pack. We'll send it to you. 402-553-1490. 553-1490.
You're listening to the Great Outdoor Radio Show with Greg Wagner. Just a few miles west of Omaha is the sleepy town of Brainerd, Nebraska, home to the Oak Creek Sporting Club. At Oak Creek Sporting Club, you find a great location for shooting clay, trap, or skeet. A huge clubhouse that could host everything from a family get-together, corporate outing, or a gathering of old military buddies. Even guided hunting outings. Click oak-creek-club.com for all the details, and then start making plans to join your family or friends. Oak Creek Club, just a few miles west of Omaha in Brainerd, Nebraska.
Hi, I'm Ken Stoizis with your morning grill tip. Gas or charcoal, what's best? Well, gas is convenient, no waiting around to start cooking, and it gives you a wide range of temperatures that's easy to maintain. Charcoal, on the other hand, will give you a range of heat that's almost an art form to maintain. It gives you better options of adding flavors. Who doesn't love that smoky charcoal flavor? Or you can add cherry, hickory, or applewood to the fire for a different taste. Me, I'm partial to charcoal, but you can choose whatever you like best. I'm Ken Stoizis for the House of Sausage on 24th and Bancroft and 130th and Arbor.
The Great Outdoor Radio Show continues. Once again, here's Greg Wagner.
We're back on the Great Outdoor Radio Show. Omaha's Boomer and Big Dog Country Stations. MyBoomerRadio.com. We have a winner on Great Outdoor Trivia. My very special guest, and I really appreciate them taking time out of their busy. They have very busy schedules. Captain Wayne Hudson of the Douglas County Sheriff's Office, great friend of the Great Outdoor Radio Show. Malachi, our new friend, and our newfound friend as well, who's going to be back on this program. He can run, but he can't hide. Rodney Evans. Rodney Evans, Metro Area Youth Services, MazeOmaha.org. This is your catalyst, people, to get involved with someone who doesn't look like you, doesn't act like you, who needs a little mentoring. Yeah, you'll be vetted, but to maybe take them outdoors. It's just that simple. We have a winner on Great Outdoor Trivia, round number two. Do we have... Oh, we have her on the line. Very good. If you're just joining us, very late, couple minutes left, with the three-mile hikes done by the young participants at Hood to the Woods. It's part of Maze. What unique animal in the Rockies was helped, or helped them, these young folks, carry their supplies? And we're going to line number one, Joan Jurek. Joan Jurek from Bellevue, Sarpy County. Hey, Joan, how you doing?
Hi, I'm good, thanks.
And what is the animal in question?
How about a llama?
Ooh. How did you know that? Good job, a llama. I would have liked to have seen these young guys' faces. They're looking at this critter going, what's this? A llama. How'd you know that, Joan?
I don't know.
You just knew it. Probably been to the Rockies, maybe, or you Googled Maze. That's all right. It's good. So, any questions or comments for our guest today?
Well, I want to give a shout out to Wayne. Hi, Wayne. Hope everything is going well.
Oh,
going well. How you doing?
Among the Wayne Hudson fan club. Yes, right. Rodney has his own. Malachi, you will have yours.
Very I'm doing good. Well. How you doing?
Good. Real good.
Good.
You two know each other, I tell
you. Oh, yeah.
Very good. Wayne knows everyone. Rodney knows
Wayne
everybody.
Does. He's popular, but Leadership Omaha, it's a great organization. Yep.
There you go. Yep. Okay. Thank you, Joan. I appreciate it. Have a wonderful outdoor weekend.
You guys too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Joan Jurek. Yeah. Everyone yep. knows
Leadership
Wayne.
Omaha, class 27th, the fourth best class ever.
We didn't
strive for first and third. We figured fourth is good enough. So.
I'm not arguing. There you go. And Rodney, I already know you have your fan club like Wayne does here, big time. The llamas. Yes. I would have paid to see the faces of these young guys going, man.
That's not a dog. What
man,
is that?
I ain't dealing with that critter. Man, he's looking at me straight in the face. I can just hear this, right? So, unbelievable. And we've been chatting with our guest today about Hood to the Woods, part of the Metro Area Youth Services Organization, talking about a number of different things with Captain Wayne Hudson, Douglas County Sheriff's Office. And Rodney, couple minutes left. Thoughts in closing.
Wow. You know, I just believe that there's no such thing as a throwaway kid. Yep. You know, the kids that we work with, some people would reject, you know, the work with the, you know, working with them. And once a kid finds you relevant, there's nothing that you can't accomplish with that kid, you know. So please get involved. There's plenty of opportunities for anybody who wants to get involved over at Maize.
MaizeOmaha.org. It's that simple. Wayne, closing thoughts.
Closing thoughts is this. I love Rodney's program. What I would love to see is when those young men come back, that they have a mentor waiting for them. So I would challenge some of the groups that I work with, the 100 Black Men, the Black Police Officer Association, the Latino Police Officer Association, the African American Correction Association, link up with Maize and let's be mentors to these young men.
Malachi, you're a mentee. You get the final line. You want to give a shout out to anybody?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
To my little brother.
All right, what's his name?
Robert.
Nice. Robert, good job, very good. Very nice. And that will wrap things up for now. Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it very
much. Thank you, appreciate it.
You'll come back, won't you?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
With this crazy outdoor guy, this crazy outdoor white guy right here. Look out. And many thanks to all of you for listening. Please get involved and save a life. Get involved and share what you know. Give back. And you've not known where to turn, now you do. Metro Area Youth Services, MaizeOmaha.org. Thanks again. We'll talk to you next week on the Great Outdoor Radio Show.
Tell me again.